Hello, my kings and queens, and welcome back to the Daily Dose. This is your life coach, Gina Cherie. We're doing a countdown. We got 20 minutes before we hit 12 o'clock and be the new year. I am in Georgia, so it's 11:40 p.m. here, but I wanted to do my last show for 2023 and go into 2024 with a few things. And we're going to talk about some things we're going to leave behind in 2023. I know that for some of us, we struggled. Some of us, we laughed. Some of us, we cried. Some of us had to say goodbye to loved ones. Life was life in 2023. We had ups and downs, right? But we have 2024 to look forward to and do some things differently. And I'm excited, and I hope that you are too. We're going to definitely leave some things behind in 2023, and I'm going to go over a few of them with you. I wanted to do live in the studio, you guys. I want to do a live show so you guys could have called in and brought in the new year with me. But for whatever reason, they are still having technical difficulties, and they just are not getting this together. So I think I need to add to my list of 2024 is to find a new studio, because I can't let that stop me and hinder me from doing my live shows. But anyhow, we're going to move forward, and we're going to spend the next, I don't want to keep you guys for 20 minutes, but we're going to spend the next few minutes talking to all of you. So some of the things that we're going to leave behind in 2023 that I want to encourage you to do, is one of them is wasting my time on things that aren't from God. Number two, picking up my phone before my Bible. And I went out of my way to make sure that I bought a Bible, and now it's time to make sure that we read it. A lot of times we sleep with our phone next to us, and that's the first thing we pick up. I know for me, it's like the first thing we pick up that I pick up in the morning and check my phone. But I'm going to start getting up in the morning and spending time with God, and the phone can wait. Letting my emotions dictate my actions. And that's a big one, you guys. Like, we get emotional, and once we get emotional about something, it just goes left. Allowing my fears to be louder, than my faith. We're going to leave fear behind. I know you guys heard me talk about that in several different shows. And how ironic is that this came up on the list, because I was talking to my niece, and like we talked about it, faith over fear, leaving fear where it belongs, under our feet, and moving in God's purpose. And this is what I said about that piece. When you make a decision to change your life around and start living and walking in your purpose, like, the enemy will come in, and he will do anything that he can to change your mindset and for you to keep that fear. Because the last thing that he wants to do is have you know who you are and whose you are, and walking in your purpose. So we're going to lead that in 2023, allowing my fear to be louder than my faith. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight, and we're going to walk faith over fear. Talking about people instead of praying for them. Yes, indeed. Like, definitely we get in our feelings and we think that we're not gossiping, but we are talking about people. So we're going to try to, I know people be getting on our nerves, right? I like, ooh, you just got to get this out. But we're going to start praying for people instead of gossiping and talking about them. And if you have a problem with someone, just go to them and talk to them and fix, because you talking to other people is not going to fix the problem. You're just adding on to the problem, and then it's going to become a domino effect in a bad way. And then the problem is going, because you know, after you tell somebody something, and by the time it gets back to whoever it is, things are going to be added, things are going to be taken away, and it's going to be worse. So just go to that person and talk to them if they have a problem, if you have a problem with them, and pray for them instead of talking about them. Another one is settling for less than what God created for me. That's another thing that I was in conversation about, and we are going to go after, because what God has for you, it is for you. Can't nobody take it. I don't care if they have the same idea. I don't care if they seen it first, they grabbed it first, they touched it first. Is it, if it's for you, and it will be for you, and nobody can take that from you. Dimming my light to make others feel comfortable. Like, we ain't got that. If you got the sun, let it shine. Shine bright. Be a star. And have them feel comfortable enough to meet you at your best or at the top. Bring people up with you so they can shine too. Stay humble as you're doing it, but never, never, ever, ever dumb yourself down to make somebody else feel comfortable. Because when you have to do that, that means you're dealing with somebody's insecurities, and they feel as if they can't be where you are. But if you love on that person, encourage that person, and help that person come up, then they can shine, and both of you guys can shine bright, right? Without trying to outshine each other. Another one is wasting my time. Oh, well, did we already say that one? Wasting my time that things are not of God. Yeah, definitely not going to do that. The last thing we have on our list, we're going to... Okay, that was the last one, guys. So we're going to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all the ways, submit to Him, and He will direct our path. Coming from Proverbs 3:5-6. Those are just a few. If you guys want to add to that, you guys can definitely add to things that we need to leave in 2023. Is this going to be petty? Just a little bit. I'm going to need y'all to leave the baby hair in 2023. Let that go. Yeah, I said that. I said it out loud. I was thinking about that. I just seen a picture. That's why. I just seen a picture. That's why. But we could definitely leave that in 2024 as well. I mean, 2023 as well. So, yeah. So those are some of the things we're going to leave there. But one thing I want to encourage you guys to do is to continue walking in your purpose. Continue healing. Continue growing. Continue to become the person, the man or the woman that God has called you to be. And we're also going to move in kindness and move in faith. And we are going to love on each other a little bit more. And if I can't say this enough, you guys, tell the person that you love them. Tell your people that you love them, that you care about them, that you need them. And that, I think that's very important for us to do. I don't think we tell our loved ones, our friends, and people that are really, like, truly in our lives, that love us unconditional. We love them unconditional. I don't think we tell them enough how important they are to us. And I think it's time for that to do that. If you guys are texting your loved ones, if you happen to be with your loved ones, give them a hug. Let them know that no matter what, I got you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to strengthen you. I'm here to lift you up when you feel down. I'm here to hug you if you just need a hug. If you just need to be in my presence, I'm here for you. But I also want you to repeat some things and take this with you. I am proud of myself. I love myself. I am enough. I am worthy of love. I love my body. I love my health. It is important. I need time to heal. I'm doing my best. I deserve happiness. I trust myself. My needs matter. I deserve some time to rest. I am a work in progress. And the most important one is I forgive myself. I forgive myself for my past mistakes. I forgive myself for not making the right decisions. I think that's very important for us to do. And once you start forgiving yourself, because God has already forgiven you. Once you repented and gave it to God, He already repented. I mean, He already forgave you. He's just waiting for you to forgive yourself so that you can move on. And so take that with you guys, give it to somebody, pass it along if need to. And if you have to take that and write it on your mirror, read it out loud to yourself. It could be this, or it could be any positive words of affirmation, so that you can walk in your purpose and believe in your dreams and believe in your goals. That's very, very important. So I think that's all that I have for you guys tonight. I'm trying to go through my list of things that I wanted to say and get out in 2023. But yeah, I think that's it, you guys. I hope that whatever you guys are doing to bring in your 2024, that you guys are safe, and you guys are with loved ones. And I pray that 2024 is going to bring you love, happiness, most of all peace, healing. Some are seeking understanding. Some are seeking to have a closer relationship to God. Some are seeking a financial blessing. Some are seeking healing. And I want you to stand on God's word and know that He is God, and He knows all of our needs, our wants, our desires, and He will do what He needs to do for you in your life. Tell your kids, and you guys have a wonderful, wonderful end of 2023, and happy new year to all of you. Yeah, we're going to have an exciting, exciting 2024, so I'm here for it. Until next time, you guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night, and happy new year, and always remember to love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody. This is The Daily Dose, and this is your host, Life Coach Gina Cherie.